The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How are you? Well, I'm good. Thanks for asking. I am back from a wild weekend in La La Land. I mean, honey, lights, camera, action. It's your girl on the television. I have so much to discuss. I'm going to give you the inside scoop on the way I scummed my way into parties, the people I met, the people I loved, I just all of it. I know you want to hear the inside scoop, and I'm the only person who's going to give it to you real without somehow not burning every bridge in my career. So let's be tactful about this. What a week. What a weekend. If you're just tuning in, and you didn't see me on Sunday, I was getting to be a part of the E! Live from the red carpet before the Oscars. And I just want to give a big shout out to everybody at E!, all the producers, all my co-hosts, just everybody. They've been so kind and so amazing. And it's been a real fun journey. And listen, y'all got the ratings up, okay? We've had the highest ratings since for a minute. So I was thrilled to be a part of this journey, this award season. And, you know, I'm a theater nerd. I'm a TV nerd. I'm a film nerd. I love all of this stuff. So the fact that I was even asked to come chime in my two cents and get to interview other people in the biz. And then, you know, this Sunday get to sit on a panel and talk fashion was just absolutely amazing. You know, also a little ironic with the fashion because I'm a Maxinista. You know, this t-shirt that I have on is from Madewell. My jeans are Madewell. My sneakers are Nike. I'm a high-low kind of gal. But I did feel that I was the right gal for the job. So thank you again, E, for having me. But let's just dive into the week. There were some high highs and some low lows, but all of it came together full circle in a beautiful way. And then I'm going to answer later on in this episode some of your burning questions. You know, we'll do some hot takes with Heather because I know y'all want to know what was going on behind the scenes. So I fly to LA and the first party I get to go to is the Vanity Fair Young Hollywood party. First of all, your girl's turning 37 this week. I don't know on the scale of where I am youth-wise. I know my Botox has worn off, but I'm getting in to see Dr. Nelson Castillo next week. But I was already rolling into this like I am the oldest person at this party. I was first born at this party, okay? You know, I had a couple loose menthol cigarettes in the bottom of the clutch when all these other kids wanted to vape hard. So I take Jen Zabrowski, who is, you know, directing my specials. She and I sell TV shows together. My writing partner, that's just what we do. We live life together. And we were thrilled to go to the party, honored to have been invited. But it's one of those days in LA where it's torrential downpour. Okay. And if you're like, this is the most LA thing ever, it is the most LA thing ever. When it rains in Los Angeles, people shut down. They don't know how to drive. All right. Everyone's spray tans are melting. Everyone just has an absolute, they don't know how to function. So the red carpet is now, you know, the red carpet into Noah's Ark. I mean, it is 10 inches of water. No one knows what to do. All these poor publicists are running around. Celebrities are soaked. Did you ever see that TV show? Help, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. This is what it was like. And I get out of the car to go to the party and it's torrential downpour. And there's like four assistants and publicists trying to get you under umbrellas. And I just scream, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. You know, to bring some levity. But they actually thought I was being serious. And then I was like, y'all are too young to know what that TV show is. I'm clearly too old to be at the Young Hollywood party. So we're in line and we're in this like tunnel of hedges. So there's all these young Hollywood starlets. And then I'm just stuck in this like tunnel, if you will. And Nicholas Galantine, I believe, I'm butchering the last name, I apologize, is this hot new young actor who's starring in this movie with Anne Hathaway. He's basically, I think, playing like a version of Harry Styles. This kid is gorgeous, all right? He's probably no older than 25, just stunning. And he's just waiting in line by himself, okay? This is what you realize at a lot of these, like, celebrity things. It's a lot of celebs just waiting in line by themselves, looking for somebody to chit-chat with. So, of course, Jen and I turn around, oldest gals in the group, and we just go, Nicholas, oh, my God. Saw the trailer for the new movie with Anne Hathaway. The chemistry is palpable. Oh, my God, you look fantastic. We're just grilling this kid on this movie, and he's eating it up. You know what I mean? Because everybody in Young Hollywood's too cool to chit-chat. But I'm like, honey, I want to know all about the behind the scenes. So we're having a great laugh about it. And he's dressed really sharp. He looks great. Now, the invitation on all these parties says cocktail attire. Or it says formal wear. You know, evening gown. This was a cocktail attire party, but because all these kids are young, they're all showing up, and one guy had a Steelers jersey on. I mean, the audacity. I showed up in a nice off-the-shoulder dress from L'Agence, and it had bedazzled. It was like a blazer that fell off the shoulder. I had on a nice, sensible heel. The hair was blown out. I had on two pairs of Spanx. I mean, I was ready. I was ready. I showed up in the proper cocktail attire, and this young kid in front of me had on a Steelers jersey. I said, "Young Hollywood, it's too comfortable, too relaxed. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here." But we were chit-chatting with this adorable guy, Nicholas, and we were just fawning all over him, and he was having a laugh because he's getting some attention from some older gals. And I was like, "Honey, should be right up your alley. I mean, you just did a movie with Anne Hathaway and you got to make out with her. I mean, she's clearly in my millennial wheelhouse." So we get into the party and it is young. It is young. It is fabulous. Everyone's cool. Everyone's passing around the same vape, you know, which I did get a little alarmed at. I said, "Everybody's going to end up with a cold sore here. So let's maybe bring our own vapes to the party." I did go out on the patio and look for a loose cig. And, that was hard to find. I think there was somebody working from Instagram, like a talent manager at Instagram who had a cigarette. And they were like, "I've got you, darling." Like, I felt like Audrey Hepburn. I felt like, you know, Greta Garbo just outside just being like, "You kids have no idea. Where's Shirley Temple?" And if you don't know who Shirley Temple is, well, then you're too young to be listening to this goddamn podcast. So I really felt like the old wise aunt of the Hollywood crew. We had so much fun. I got to run into my buddy, Benito Skinner. Shout out to Benny, who's also on Dear Media. We love him. We were just laughing. We were laughing about everything, having a great time. So I'm getting grilled left and right. "Hey, what's going on? What's the next thing in your career? We've been following the tour. It's all great. You're networking. We're wheeling and we're dealing." And I'm like, "Well, I'm waiting to find out if my TV show gets picked up." So I leave everybody on a high, kind of dangle the carrot with these young Hollywood starlets. Like, "I will find out whether or not the TV show is going to get picked up." Thinking I'm on the up, right? Like kind of climbing up that mountain of here we are, we've arrived. Well, the next day, shit hit the fan. So I was going to some meetings. I'm running around town. I'm still jet lagged from Australia. So I'm up at 4 a.m. every day, just scratching my neck, waiting for the phone call. And my dear manager, Maggie, love you, Maggie. She will listen to this. Just calls me. And the delivery of soul-crushing news was so perfect. "Hey, what's up?" So they passed. And I was like, "Maggie, you didn't even give me a second to fucking sit down and chew my chopped salad. Okay. Like, you got to give me a heads up." Thank God I was in my hotel room. But I found out that NBC passed on my show. So it was a mix of emotions. Y'all, I was just like, "You got to be fucking kidding me. We've been doing this for like 6 years now. We've now done 2 shows with them." I was like, "All right, this is what it is." Like, your immediate gut reaction is fuck. Your second gut reaction is like, "I'm sad, but I'm also like, it is what it is." Okay. That's Hollywood, baby. But I didn't expect to get the news this week. You know what I mean? It's Oscars week, baby. I want to feel like a winner. I was on the up. I was young. I was Hollywood. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Well, apparently they wanted to get me out of NBC. So they're not picking up the show. Now, to explain to you how all this works, and I guarantee I will get a phone call like, "You shouldn't have said any of this." I'm just letting y'all know you've been along for the journey. You know, it's a real dick tease. This is what they do in Hollywood. You know, when a show gets bought or when a show starts to get developed, they make a big article about it and they splash it everywhere. And so everyone's like, "It's happening. It's happening." The number one question I get when I meet y'all at shows is, "When's a TV show coming out?" Honey, they had to say yes to the pilot. We didn't even get that far. So I'm bummed. Y'all, in a moment of just like, I didn't know what to do. I was trying to find the emotions of how to feel disappointment, but also feel like, you know, I'm still being my own cheerleader. I'm sitting in my hotel room eating a delicious Greek chop salad. I had taken off my shirt because I sweat through it for all my meetings in the morning because, you know, I have some sort of probably perimenopausal hormone imbalance. So I'm sitting in a NYX, K-N-I-X, a NYX tank top, a Zara skort. My vagina's a little shifted too far to the right, so the squirt's just right up. I can feel it in the back of my uterus. And I'm sitting on the floor eating my salad. My manager's like, "They passed. I'm sorry." And I decided, I don't even want to share this. It's so embarrassing. I decided to take a video of myself, just like talking to camera for my own video diary. I'm never going to share this. I was like, "Heather, today it's 1:40 in the afternoon. It's, you know, Thursday, it's the week of the Oscars. You just found out that your show didn't get picked up. I just want to record this video style. Maybe I'll put this on Instagram. Just so you know what this feeling is like. So you don't forget this feeling of rejection. so that in a year or two, when you have another show picked up or when the next thing happens, you'll look back and you'll have a laugh. I watched this video on the flight home yesterday. I was laughing so hard to myself, like, this is such loser bullshit. Like, I look like a loser. Like, you can see the sadness in my eyes. But I'm like, why did I need to record that? I guess I'll look back and be like, yeah, you know, fuck that. Look at me. I'm a star. But either way, I just wanted to record my feeling in that moment. But it's sad, y'all. It's sad. I'm sitting in a Zara skirt eating a chopped salad in a dark hotel room. I mean, the windows, the shades are drawn. I was in a suite, but for some reason, this one particular hotel, they always put me in this one room that has like two prison windows. So I was already fighting for my life to get a little vitamin D and melatonin. You know, I mean, it was the up was down, the down was up. And then I had to go into the podcast studio, and then I had to go like do some interviews and go around and do these generals. So you kind of feel like you're a puppet. Like I literally had to be like a little marionette doll. So I've just gotten this bad news of this project I've been working on for the last couple of years. I'm bummed. I'm in a Zara skirt that's too short. And I was like, okay, now I got to go put on a blazer and go chit chat with people about all the things that I'm doing. And the day then started to take a dark spiral. It took a dark spiral. So I get through my day. And, you know, when you get bad news or when you're really bummed about something, at first you're like, fuck them. Then you get a little sad. Then you're on a high. Then your blood sugar gets low. Then you have a couple too many white wines. And the next thing you know, you're at a Hollywood Reporter party searching for James Charles. Okay. I don't know why. I saw you was there and I was drunk walking around the party going, sister, sister. I find him insufferable, but I had to. I was like, this is where I'm at in my life. I have been working on this project that I was just so passionate about. And now I am at a party trying on the same red carpet as James Charles, fighting for my fucking life. Help, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. So we're making the rounds. We're doing the thing. I'm in a coral suit. You know, I'm taking photos on the red carpet. And it's always humbling when they're like, when you walk out on a red carpet and you have a little publicist standing there and they write your name on a whiteboard and these people like don't give a fuck who I am. And I'm standing there in my coral suit, my business suit, trying to look like a boss babe. But all I feel like is just I feel like an intern. I really feel like an intern. Like I'm starting from scratch, square one. And just so y'all know how this works, right now in the industry, like post-strike, everyone's like, nothing's getting picked up. It's so hard to sell a show, especially comedies. It's so hard in comedy. That doesn't make sense to me, okay? I see the numbers on my Instagram and my TikTok. People love comedy. They especially love mine. Help, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. So I'm just, you know, this is what they tell you. I think it's honestly to manage expectations, but I just find it so funny. Like, yeah, people aren't picking up comedies. And this is a thing amongst other comedians. What's really wild for a lot of us is that a lot of these comedies are not actually comedies or dramas, and they have two funny lines. Like they're, you know, it's a real dark show about, you know, the saddest shit ever. You know, family drama, the Holocaust, the this, the that, like horrible periods of time in history, you know, wars, just awful shit. And they're like, but somebody farted in one of the scenes. So it's comedy. You're like, this is not. I miss like Dumb and Dumber-esque comedies. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least be simple. That's why for the last, 4 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions at all. I take it. I love it. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day that makes me feel good, energized, focused, nourished, all the above, ready to take on the day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that also is powerfully simple. I freaking love AG1. I take it every day. I take it on the road with me. It is such a no-brainer. I don't know how many times I have to tell you guys to get that AG1. You always ask me, Heather, do you really take it? Yes, I take it. I take it every day. It's delicious. One scoop in my water, it's got 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients to help me feel good. If there's one product I have to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I partnered with them for honestly so long, okay? The tried and true. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/absolutely. That's drinkag1.com/absolutely to check it out. You're going to thank me later. Again, that's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Get the travel packs, get the big packs, throw it in your purse, throw it in your bag, throw it in your car. Take it first thing in the morning, just one scoop in water, 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients. Again, that's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Hey, Absolutely Not listeners, I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy is here to take the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Now it's easy to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life, like the pickleballer, the jazz fan, the Zen seeker, the artist, or hey, who I personally identify as, the pasta lover. From 90s nostalgia and mixology to reality TV and gaming, there's something for everyone on Etsy. This is so genius, right? So think about it. You want to get a gift for somebody and you're like, where do I even begin? Well, hey, if you know somebody who is the Zen seeker, then you can literally click on the Zen seeker and find a list of incredible sellers who are selling their stuff on Etsy that make great gifts for somebody who likes to be Zen. Or hey, you know me, I'm a jazz fan. So why wouldn't I click on the jazz fan and find gifts for myself? You don't always have to buy something for somebody else. You can also treat yourself. Or how about the pasta lover? This is a great idea. Get fabulous gifts for in-laws, family, whomever. Who doesn't like pasta? This is literally the best gift for anybody. Here's the deal. You know, we got birthdays coming up. We have the holidays coming up. Hey, you got to get something for Easter if you're a God-loving gal. So why not go under one of the many persona lists, like the influencer, the indie soul, the homebody. Hey, the bird watcher. You know, grandma loves to watch birds. So why not get something for that bird watcher in your life? The crafter, the creative kid. Hey, the comedian. Yeah, there's a whole persona for comedians. That's where you can buy me gifts. Listen, all you got to do is go to Etsy, the best of the best. A gifting moment is always around the corner, but whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a holiday, or even just a day to say thank you, Gift Mode on Etsy has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. Anyways, everyone's trying to manage your expectations. I'm standing in a coral suit. It was raining again this next night, so the bottom of my suit pants are just wet. So, right, you know, there's no worse feeling than being in a wet pant. Oh my God, if your socks get wet or if you're in wet jeans, worst feeling on the planet. Help, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of them. So, I mean, it was just, we hit rock bottom. I had a couple too many white wines. I went to Madeo, one of my favorite Italian spots, and I'm sitting at the bar with Jen and we are just housing a chicken parm. At this point, the only way I know how to deal with any of these emotions is eat my feeling. And then I realized the next day I got to go see my stylist, Sonia, to figure out an Oscars dress. So it was a real high and low. I'm like, great, I've just consumed about 10,000 calories. And at 8 a.m. the next day, I got to go put on some sequins. So the next day I wake up, I pull my shit together, and I'm like, this is it. This is a new day. I got new ideas. It's a new day. We got to move forward. All right. So I want to give a big shout out real quick to my team. Shout out to Jamie Makeup, Face by Case, Casey Spicard. I want to thank Kiki, Hair by Kiki, and Sonia Young, who is my stylist. Just everybody who knocked it out of the park this weekend for everything that they did. I'm so grateful. And really, it takes a village, okay? It takes booby tape. You know, somebody had to hunt down a tampon for me. I, of course, I don't know, the universe is just always sending me a little whisper, a little kick in the ass, or a kick in the twat, if you will. Here I am trying to look virginal. In that white gorgeous dress that Sonia put me in. And I started my period. 7 a.m. Sunday morning, the dogs are barking, okay? I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Somebody had to hunt down a tampon. You know, we had somebody just knocking on random doors at the Hollywood Roosevelt. There's other stars getting ready. And they're like, Heather's bleeding. She's a celebrity. Help her. Get her out of here. She started a period. So it was all hands on deck. But I knew that I had a job to do, and that was to talk about people who were far more successful than me and say that they all looked pretty. So I knew I had to put my game face on for the red carpet. Now, I want to give a particular shout out, okay, to Kelty Knight, who is, congratulations, Kelty, on your new big job at E! I mean, she's like an actual journalist, has been in the game forever, and she just got a huge promotion at E! And we love and adore her, and she's a real, real down-ass bitch. So I see her before we're about to do the live Oscar streaming. Now, she's on like top of Ripley's, believe it or not. She's doing another broadcast, and I'm down on the fashion panel with Zuri and Zanna and Christian Siriano. So I go over to the red carpet to do photos with her. We get out on the red carpet, and I shit you not, this is how God keeps you humble. And I love this shit. This is why I do comedy. I love this. You know what I mean? I love being in this orbit, this atmosphere of people who are actually stars. And then at the end of the day, I'm reminded, like, stay true to who you are. So we get out there It's all the Oscar photographers. Now, when you walk out on the carpet, they literally scream your name. They're like, Heather, Heather, over here, 10 seconds over here. No, look to your left, look to your right, look down, over here. And all the photographers are fighting for your attention to get the good shot. So I walked to the first group of photographers. They know who I am, couple guys taking photos. Walked to the second star, right? So Kelty is ahead of me, she's to my right. And this guy goes, hey, sweetheart, what's your name? Kelty stops everyone and she goes, her name's Heather fucking McMahon and don't you forget it. And she ran over and squeezed me and took a photo with me. And that's one of my favorite photos. I'm going to frame it because it was such a testament to women in the business helping each other out. I mean, she did not have to do that. She did not have to be that kind. And she whispered in my ear. She was like, never, like, always tell them who you are. You got this. And I was just like, what a bad bitch. So anyways, Kelty can do no wrong in my eyes. She's a star and she didn't have to do that. And she did. And it was such a kind and honestly iconic movie moment. You know, she did not have to take 10 seconds out of her time and her getting the right photo to help me out, but she did. But man, there's nothing better. There's nothing better when a photographer's like, hey, sweetheart, hey, sugar titch, what's your name? Now, if some of y'all remember when I got to do my first red carpet at the Amfar Gala like 8 years ago, Gigi Hadid had walked in front of me. And really, truly, nobody knew who I was at the time. And I go out on the carpet. No one cares to take my photo. In fact, they all put their photos, their cameras down. And a young woman, it's always women who help each other out. A woman who was a photographer took her memory card out, blew on it, stuck it back in and goes, honey, I'll take one. And I'll never forget. There's like Gigi Hadid, all these famous models for the Amfar Gala. And I'm standing there in my cheetah print dress that I got from ASOS. And this woman was like, I'll take one photo of you. And everybody else got a full length photo, but mine was just of my thick neck. And that is another photo that I have printed out that I always keep up. So it was funny though, you know, 5 years down the road when far more people know who I am, I've got a Netflix special. They're still like, what's your name, sugar dits? So staying fucking humble. All right. So it's kind of like just kind of kicking you while you're down. But I'm excited. I'm like, the Oscars to me is always just the most exciting day of the year. I mean, obviously Easter Sunday is the best Sunday of the year because give it up to the Lord. But Oscar Sunday comes in a close second. We're doing the live broadcast and none of the like real big A-list, basically a lot of the nominees did not make it till about 10 seconds before the telecast started for the actual Oscar ceremony because there was crazy traffic. There was like multiple protests all over. All the streets were blocked off. So people were sitting in traffic for like 2 hours just trying to get to the carpet. So for everybody who was trying to interview people, you know, it was kind of chaos. Like the people that you thought you were going to get to interview didn't come to the last second. So it was a lot of like production scrambling around. So you have to be on your toes. It's live television. I definitely felt like a touch intimidated because I'm sitting with three people, you know, Zuri Zana and Christian Siriano, who are in the fashion world. They get it. And I'm chiming in on like, what's seafoam green? Like I was trying to not seem like all of my clothes are bought either from TJ Maxx and or Nordstrom Rack. Like I was trying to be like, I have a Neiman Marcus credit card. Like I was, you know, I now have a new stylist, Sonia, who's been crushing the looks, but she and I are both like a high low kind of gal. You know, she's like, Heather, this dress was $400. I'm like, gang, gang, like Gucci, like let's do it. So, you know, everybody's talking about like the custom Dior, the custom this, the custom that. And I'm like, honey, you know, go to Saks Fifth Avenue and see what they got in a size 14, 16, and let's just see if it fits. So it was humbling in that moment. Now, I do want to answer some questions before I get into the Vanity Fair party. I do want to answer some of these questions because a lot of y'all had like fashion questions, which I find extremely funny. But I put something up on Instagram just saying, ask me anything about the actual Oscars. Like, I'm going to tell you all about it. So let's see. Somebody said, Joan would be so proud, obviously talking about the iconic Joan Rivers. Did you get in trouble for saying tits on air? Personally loved it. I didn't know that they had bleeped it out. I didn't know if tits was a bad word to say. Apparently they bleeped it out. Did anybody yell at me for it? No, no. I mean, tits are tits, baby. Again, I thought I made a great Wicked joke, but you know, I think I said something along the line of the only thing that's defying gravity is my tits. And they did bleep it though. But you know what? That's okay. Because if you get a couple bleeps, you know you're on the right track. Did you not get to go into the theater for the actual show? No, I did not. So the Oscars, I got to go to the Emmys. I was able to go to the Grammys. But here's the thing. When you've been on a live telecast for 3 hours, you've been in hair and makeup since 7 a.m. I was running on 2 hours of sleep. I actually wanted to just go watch it back in my hotel room because then I had to get ready for the next two parties I was going to. I had to do a quick change, baby. So I did not go into the actual Oscars. And what people don't realize is when you're actually at the live shows, it doesn't look like it, how it looks on television. Like, it's all the house lights are up. It's really well lit. Like, you're not, it's not like that cozy theater experience. It's a lot of moving parts because it's a live television production. So no, I did not get to watch it go into the theater. But honestly, I wanted to go watch it in my room. I wanted to go eat some Raising Cane's chicken tenders, you know, soak the feet in ice for a little bit, hit them with a little lidocaine, and relax. But do I think I made Joan proud? I hope so. You know, we're definitely trying to lean in of being able to say what we really feel without being mean about things. And not that Joan ever was. Fashion Police was my favorite show ever, period. That's why I tuned in. But, you know, celebrities have gotten soft. So you have to wear a delicate glove with them. Okay, what's the bathroom situation like? Well, I had a catheter the whole live stream. No, I don't know if you're asking about it at the Vanity Fair party, but the bathroom situation for the live broadcast was I had 50 seconds to run and go pee, and I did. But you know, I have a tiny urethra, so when I pee, it's like a pressure washer. It's a steady stream. Nicest celeb encounter ever, period, in my life, Henry Winkler. I interviewed him for the Emmys, and he was like the nicest guy ever. And I even said in the interview, everyone says you're the nicest guy in Hollywood. He's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, no, you are actually the nicest guy ever. I did not get to chit chat with any of the celebs on the red carpet for the Oscars because, again, I was on the fashion panel, but we will get to the Vanity Fair party. Who was surprisingly short at the Oscars height-wise? Well, I don't know if you know this, but 99% of people in Hollywood are under 5'4". I mean, unless you're Henry Cavill or maybe one of the Hemsworths. I mean, in The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, everyone's teeny tiny. Did you see Ariana Grande? I mean, she just rolled up in a sleeping bag. She's about probably 4'2". Regardless, I tower over everybody in Hollywood. That's why it's hard for me to book a lot of leading lady roles, because if it's ever going to be a romantic comedy, I got to be with a man who, they'd have to pair me with a professional athlete. What else we got? Whoever has been styling you for these award shows is doing an amazing job. Stunning. Well, that's Sonia Young. Shout out to Sonia Young. She's absolutely been crushing it. Were you given a color scheme or requirements for your dress while hosting with E? No, I was not. They sent us a mood board of what the set looked like, so we worked accordingly. But I, you know, Sonia, my stylist, keeps telling me I need to wear white to show everybody, you know, how virginal I really am. So I wanted to wear white. It worked out great. I loved the dress. And here's the thing that I've learned about styling. You may try on a dress that looks totally different than when you do it in a fitting, and you need to know like the makeup, the hair. Like, I was like, oh, Sonia, I don't know if this dress is going to be like, you know, I don't know about the sleeve and the this. And she was like, trust me, it's going to look so glamorous. And I'm so glad I listened to her because it looked great. And shout out to Tadashi Soji, who made both of my dresses for the Oscars and the Vanity Fair party. Get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you have ever seen. M is a collection from Maidenform, a brand with over 100 years of innovation and a category leadership. They wrote a book on bras, and M is the next juicy chapter. You have to feel it to believe it. I'm talking yummy, buttery, soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they are. Great style that won't break the bank. On-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics in incredible colors. M can be worn as innerwear or outerwear. Style to your taste. Create looks that serve all or none to see. I love Maidenform. I think they're great. I mean, I've been wearing Maidenform forever, and they just keep getting better. They keep reinventing themselves and making even more comfortable things. If you want something stretchy but still sexy to feel confident, you're moving in the right direction, okay? M is cheeky, playful, and confident, and it just makes me feel great. Also, I love that I can wear a nice, gorgeous, stretchy, yummy bra. I can wear it on the airplane, though, so if I'm sleeping, I got a long-haul flight, I'm still comfortable. There's nothing worse than when you're wearing something that's uncomfortable. Well, M is the best from Maidenform. Visit Maidenform.com and use code ABSOLUTELY20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's Maidenform.com. Use code ABSOLUTELY20 for 20% off your first order. Again, that is Maidenform.com. Use code ABSOLUTELY20 for 20% off your first order. If you were ever to say I was addicted to something, it's this next product, Poppy. I'm addicted to poppies. I'm going to say it. All right. This is not even the copy that they sent me that they want me to talk about, because I'm going to be honest with you. I love Poppy. It is no secret that soda has become a dirty word. It's too sugary. It's too syrupy. We don't blame you for wanting to leave in the past, but that era of soda is officially over. Goodbye. See you later, girl. Don't have time to talk to you, because you know what my addiction is? The Poppy soda. It is the best soda I've ever had in my life. And the reason I love it, it has clean ingredients, 5 grams of sugar or less, and 25 calories or less, and has all the soda flavor without any of the typical soda baggage. I mean, there's nothing worse. You know, you drink a regular run-of-the-mill soda and you feel like garbage afterwards. Well, not with Poppy. Our fridge is filled with Poppy. With sparkling water, fruit juice, prebiotics in each can, Poppy is literally reinventing what soda is. They have fresh and juicy flavors like strawberry lemon, cherry limeade, orange, grape, as well as classic soda shop flavors we all grew up with, including cola, Doc Pop, and root beer. I love it. Their Doc Pop tastes just like a Dr. Pepper, and seriously, their cola tastes just like a Coke. It's amazing. So say hello to soda's new era. The future of soda is now, and it's called Poppy. Shop Poppy for 15% off on Amazon with code ABSOLUTELY15. That's absolutely 15, and in retailers nationwide. I love Poppy. It's freaking delicious. Use my code. You're going to thank me later. I have them at lunch. I pour it over ice, or especially like if I'm going out and I don't want an alcoholic beverage, honey, I take one of those Poppies and I put that over ice and I give it a little lime twist and I am feeling good. I love Poppy. You're going to love it too. Again, use code ABSOLUTELY15 for 15% off on Amazon or any retailers nationwide. Now back to the podcast. All right. Now we're going to get into the Vanity Fair party. Hardest ticket to get. Impossible. You know, I know how to scum my way in. So I scummed. I can't tell you my sources, but I was invited. I was invited by the Vanity Fairs. Now, the fact that I was able to go, you don't get a plus one. All right, I'm telling you, I was on the red carpet with some of the biggest stars ever, period, and they also didn't get plus ones. It's like, if you're invited, good luck. The only people who get plus ones are Steven Spielberg and Jeff Bezos. It was truly, like, I'm in the industry, but I'm around comedians a lot. It was truly the wildest night of my life. You have to go through 75 security checkpoints. I thought for sure at some point they were going to be like, yeah, all right, yeah, joke's on you. I was waiting for a paparazzi to snap a photo of me outside getting fully rejected, but I wasn't. So you give them like your token, give them all your press passes, all this stuff, and then you get in line. And again, it's always around a hedge. You're just hanging out around hedges, and then you turn the corner, and it is the Vanity Fair. You've got to get a photo. Like that is the press line. So I'm standing. Awkwafina is right behind me. Serena Williams is three back. I see Ice Spice, one of the cast members from Bridgerton's in front of me. I got a Riverdale gal. I see Sabrina Carpenter up the way. It is one of the wildest experiences. So I'm standing there. I turn to Awkwafina. Her real name's Nora. I said, Awkwafina, how are you? And she's just like, I'm good. Like, kind of like, I'm good. This is just as awkward for me as it is you. But she's an old pro. She's done this a lot. So I realized very quickly that small talk with celebrities in line who are just as nervous about having to take awkward photos with you was not the way to go. So, you know, I'm chit-chat. I try to chit-chat with some of the Bridgerton gals. They were lovely, but also, you know, in like hot couture. They both had custom gowns from people who don't make my size. So I was just standing there in my, first of all, dress that I look like a goddamn smoke show in, but it was only $300-something. All right. And we're going to add it to the Instagrams if you want to get it. So I'm just staying true to my roots. I'm like, this dress is affordable. My shoes are comfortable. I look great. My tits are spushed up with this Skims bra right now. I need to lean in. I'm $1 million. I deserve to be at this party. And again, we go to take the photos. And Kelty had warned me. She said, Heather, if you got a ticket to the Vanity Fair party, that press is really gnarly. Like, just get ready. So I go to step on my first little star. Now, granted, the paparazzi, all the photographers, they're excited to take photos of everybody from Bridgerton. And they see who's behind me in the lineup. I mean, Ice Spice, for God's sakes, is about 4 feet away from me. And I stand on my little star, and a couple people take my photo, and then they put their cameras down. And I'm literally waiting. You have to wait on the star. You have to wait on your mark before you move to the next one. And you can hear everybody saying. And now there is a publicist saying, like, this is Heather McMahon. They announce you. But everybody, they only took 4 photos. And then I have to go to the next star. And they're only taking 4 photos. Meanwhile, you got, you know, Ice Spice behind me. Like, Ice Spice, over here, Ice Spice, Ice Spice. And I'm standing there and they're like, yes, Heather, here. They take 2 photos, cameras down. So then you just have to wait. It's like you're playing duck, duck, goose or like hopscotch. You have to wait on your little square, your little star before you can move to the next one. But I said, damn it, I'm going to smile. I'm going to stand here and pretend like people are still taking my photo. I am not moving. I am not straying. As Kelty told me, remind them you're Heather fucking McMahon. And I got my photos. And then the last thing that you can do after you take photos is they'll do like a video interview. And they were like, you can go on in the party. Go on in. I walk in. I see Melissa McCarthy, who I had technically kind of accosted the day before. We were at the same place getting a facial. And I went up to her raw dog after I had just had extractions. My face had capillaries that were bursts. And I went up to her and I said, Melissa, I want to work with you one day. It's been on my vision board forever. So I just need you to know, I know you don't know who I am, but my name's Heather. And then I said, and I quote, I promise you I'm legit. I have a Netflix special. And she was like, well, that's all the pitch I need. She's like, sold. And I just said, I really want to work with you. So I bump into Melissa, say hi. She's just cooler than all hell. And when I walk in, it's bam, Lindsay Lohan. The Kardashians are in a corner. Steven Spielberg's to my right. They got people passing out In-N-Out burgers. I'm starving. I'm sweating. I got through the hardest part, which was just getting in the frickin' party. And then I'm there. Listen, the Illuminati's real short. Do I think it's people in Hollywood? No. I'm going to tell you this right now. I know other actors and comedians. We're not bright enough to get together. Did you see how long the strike lasted? Okay, we're not bright enough to get together for world domination. Actors and people in the biz, all we hear is rejection. Now, is the Illuminati a bunch of people in the politics? For sure. But I will say, I was standing in this room and I was like, okay, they haven't asked me to join, but if they do, tonight's the night. Get out the pitchfork and shovel. I'm ready for the ceremony. No, I'm kidding. But you know, it was just great. I'm in the room and I'm like, I got to find a friend. Who the fuck am I going to know in this party? Allison Williams from, you know, the hit show Girls came up to me. Huge fan. Love you. I said, Allison, you've got the skin of a porcelain doll. Are you kidding me? You're giving me the time of day? I didn't know that these people knew who I was. So I'm chatting with her. And then I see my dear friend, Casey Wilson. Casey and I did the Great American Bake Off together. She has the incredible, iconic podcast, Bitch Sesh. And she sees me, I see her, and we lock eyes. And we're like, what are we doing at this party? Now, she's gone a couple years. And it is so nice to be standing there with a fellow comedian where we can just sit in the corner and just stare. People watch all the models, watch Imrata make her way through the room, watch just, you know, everybody holding their Oscars. And it's funny to be in a room like that. It's the top people in the biz. It would be like if you went to the ESPYs and then afterwards, all the people who've won the Heisman are in the same room. That's what it's like. Okay. And of course, I'm just eyeing where my next food and drink is coming from. Shout out to Chef Funke, Evan, who owns Mother Wolf and a bunch of other restaurants in LA. He had a pizza bar. I'm in the back. I'm leaned over. You know, my tits are to my throat. And I said, Chef, hit me with another margarita slice. Some of the best pizza I've ever had. So I'm making my rounds. I'm eating all the food. I'm throwing back the Don Julio. I'm having the time of my life. Next thing you know, who walks past? So I got Lizzo. I see everybody on the dance floor. I mean, people keep asking me, who did you see? Everyone. I saw them. I had a moment where who came up to me and complimented me on my hair? Somebody important. And I can't remember because I was about 6 tequilas deep at this point. And people were like, I love your dress. I love your hair. You look great. And I just said, I absolutely deserve to be here. So even though I got some major rejection at the beginning of the week, here I was at Vanity Fair. And did 4 people take my photo? They did. But next year, will it be 40? It will be 40. Ask, believe, and receive. And you know what? I was in there housing In-N-Out burgers, just like Heidi Klum was, just like, you know, Molly Sims, just like Lindsay Lohan, just like Emma Stone. I was eating the same fast food. I was one with the people. And at the end of the night, I looked up to the stars. I said, help, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. And I went about my merry way. Did I get a swag bag? I sure did. Shout out to Isden Skin. They were running the show. It is really wild, though, how they set it up. They shut down like 4 city blocks and they essentially build like a fancier version of Chateau Marmont on the city blocks. Like the bathroom that you go into is like the hottie toddy potties, but it's actually, you feel like somehow they've made it look not like a porta potty. Everything is built from scratch. It was just incredible. Shout out to Nicole, who is one of my girlfriends who planned my wedding and was also one of the party planners. She did an incredible job. But let me answer some of your questions. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place today, guys. I was trying to explain it to some of my other friends. They were like, well, who did you see? Everyone. I saw everyone. If I saw him. Let's see. Best celeb tits. Well, obviously that's going to go out to Sydney Sweeney. Shout out. Also, Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm going to tell you this right now. Jamie Lee Curtis has a great set of jugs. They're perky. She's got a fabulous figure. I love her. Do you realize how far you've come in 1 year? Selling out shows, specials, Jeopardy E. You know what? I needed that reminder. You're right. It is really wild. Even though I feel like I was really kind of down because I was feeling the sense of rejection. But I got to look. We got to look forward. We have so much exciting shit happening. And you know what? When God closes one door, he opens a window for you to jump out of to your death. There has been so much that has happened in 1 year. And I think especially in our business where you're only as good as your last project, you're only as good as, you know, your last Instagram post or your funny TikTok or your last reel. It is hard sometimes to be in that world where you just want to like, I want to live in the moment. I want to live in the present. I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor and I want to be able to enjoy it now. Here's the other thing too. That is so interesting when you're dealing with actual other like big, huge celebrities. Guys, they don't have to make Instagram reels. They're not making TikToks. All right. They're not doing any of this shit. They go out in public, get photographed when they want to, and then they can just hide away for 2 years. You're like, oh, I haven't seen this famous actress in 2 years. Yeah, because she's just living in Abu Dhabi working on Dune. Okay. And that's nice. I am a comedian. I don't get that. All right. I have to be scumming my way into everything. I got to be in your face 24/7, 365. And there are days when I am tired, but you know what? I keep cranking out content because your girl's a workhorse. But it was wild to be in the room where I'm like, oh, you don't have an Instagram. 90% of the people in that room did not have an Instagram, but I did. I did. And I love Instagram. So please don't shadow ban me anymore. What was the styling process? How did you choose a dress? I'll tell you, I called Sonia. Ring, ring. I said, I want to look like an absolute slut pig. And that's what we did. We went more classy for the Oscars, but we went, you know, I wanted to look like just a vixen, an old Hollywood vixen. And again, both dresses from Tadashi Soji. Hope I pronounced that right. Did you cross paths with Julian Hough? I didn't. Thank God. No beef, no hate, no shade, just kind of she's insufferable. Okay, I need all the details on the disco dress. Again, it was like $300. We're going to add it to the Shop My on my Instagram. So stay tuned. And if you're a straight man listening to this podcast, I'm sorry. All right. The girls want to hear the tea. So listen to the next episode. I'll talk about dicks again. Who was the most stunning to see in real life? Oh, I'll tell you right now. I saw Miss Tina Knowles. I saw the mother bear to our little baby angel goddess bear, Beyonce. When I bumped shoulders with Miss Tina Knowles, she is stunning. She is flawless. She is just everything. I gasped out loud. That was pretty cool. Also, Renee Rapp, I would love to have you on the podcast. She is like a walking angel of coolness and youthfulness and fun. And also, Allison Williams was drop dead gorgeous. This episode of Absolutely Not is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know what I like? Help. You know what I like even more? BetterHelp. BetterHelp is the best way to get the help that you need. Sometimes you just need to chit chat with somebody, right? And if you've been thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I'm on the road all the time. I'm traveling. I'm up. I'm down. I don't know where I am. What's nice is I can go online. I can do it from the comfort of my hotel room. I can chit-chat with somebody in the car. I don't have to go to an office and fight traffic and have to worry about parking and validation and getting across town and moving my meetings around to then lay on a couch somewhere and then probably fall asleep because I'm too tired to even talk about what I want to talk about. That's why I love BetterHelp. It's entirely online. All you do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/absolutely today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/absolutely. Sometimes you want to talk to somebody else other than your friends and your family because they've heard it all and maybe you just want some real solid professional advice. Well, that's why I love BetterHelp. Again, go to BetterHelp.com/absolutely to get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/absolutely. Again, it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So why not do something that's going to better you with BetterHelp? Just fill out the brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist today and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Give yourself the gift of BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/absolutely. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time. All in one place, all on your terms. Squarespace is a no damn brainer, okay? They are awesome. You can build your website. You can build your online brand. You can also make custom merch. You can have an online store. You know what I also love? Hey, they got blogging tools. You can make appointments. Say you got an appointment-based business. You can offer online or in-person private sessions, workshops, and group classes. They provide everything you need to manage your schedule, accept secure payments, send automatic reminders, and beautifully showcase your services and more. You can have courses. Hey, say you want to teach somebody something new. You can upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. Tailor your course with the powerful Fluid Engine Editor. Squarespace is great, okay? Just make your life easier. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Head to squarespace.com/absolutely. Listen, you're going to thank me later. If you want to start a business, if you want to grow your brand, whatever you're doing, use Squarespace. They just make it so friggin' easy. Custom merch, online store, asset library, video collections, all of it is right there. Don't make your life harder. Work smarter, not harder. And go to squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Now back to the podcast. Who was the funniest person you talked to? Myself. I would say out of the comedy pool, I am absolutely the most talented person at all of these parties. So, I was alone a lot of these parties just doing laps. No, but my girl, Casey Wilson, if you don't listen to Bitch Sesh, you should. She's iconic. Y'all, you have to realize it wasn't like Cillian Murphy was running up to chit chat. Okay. I was just kind of like a fly on the wall, eating my burger, drinking my tequilas. I knew a lot of people's agents. My attorney, shout out to Dean Bahat, was there. Like, I was saying hi to the folks. Saw Nina DeBrev and Sean White. I see them at every party. They're great people, and I love and adore them. So it was like, I was just kind of cruising. I wasn't getting the cast of Oppenheimer asking me to go outside and, be in a blunt rotation. That was not the vibe. Would I have gone? If Emily Blunt wanted me to smoke a blunt, your girl would have. But I was kind of just by the pizza bar, just, shoveling food in my mouth. All right. How did you channel Joan Rivers? Well, every day I get up, I try and channel Joan Rivers. I try and put on a mink stole. I like to put on jewels, some real, some fake. And I like to just give zero fucks because that's what Joan would do. WWJD, what would Joan do? And she was everything. She's the reason, I didn't even really take a moment to actually absorb the fact that I kind of was stepping into Joan's role. I never really thought about that. I mean, everyone was like, oh, you do Joan proud, but it wasn't fashion police. I still had to be like super buttoned up and nice about the things I said. But when I wanted to bite my tongue about Billie Eilish's socks on the Oscars red carpet, I didn't. I said it. So one small step for a white woman, one giant step for comedians everywhere. And that was a quote from NASA. What else? Shout out to Joan, though. She's the best. If you've never seen a piece of work, you have to see it. It is her documentary. If you're not a Joan Rivers fan, because maybe you're a little bit younger and you don't know her legacy, you need to watch a piece of work. She is the reason why I got into comedy. So the fact that any part of my career is full circle and that I get to sit on a panel or do what she did on the red carpet is an honor and a pledge. What bras do you wear to keep the girls in all these glam dresses? We need to know. Okay, actually, Skims has a phenomenal bodysuit right now. And it's like, it sucks you in, but it's not like you can't catch your breath, and it actually gives support for the girls. So the Skims bodysuit that is, removable straps, but it's just a strapless little thing. It's great. I'm into the Skims right now. I always love my Spanx. Spanx has got great athletic wear, but for this particular thing, I needed the Skims because I had to sit the whole time. So I couldn't be sitting and things too tight. What was it like working with a stylist for the after parties? You looked fab. Honestly, y'all, I have worked with stylists before that did not know how to dress my body type, and it's been night and day. Sonia knows how to dress a woman with curves. And, listen, I hope one day that I can have custom-made stuff. I think it's inspiring to see curvy girls like Danielle Brooks, Divine Joy, so many other women on the red carpet for the long, Melissa McCarthy. It's so nice to see that they can get dressed by huge, big fashion houses. I'm not there yet. Nobody from Louis Vuitton has thrown their name in the ring to dress me. We're going to get there, though. Next Vanity Fair party, I'm going to be in something so Rodarte, okay? I'm going to be in Dior. Versace. Versace and Gucci is actually who I'd really love to dress me, because Jessica Chastain is also always wears Gucci, and that is my girl. Dude, I was hoping Jessica Chastain was going to be there. She wasn't there. She was not there. we're buddies on Instagram. I just want that was my one celebrity. I was like, if Jessica Chastain is here, I'm just going to go and give her a little kiss. And I could do that because at the Vanity Fair party, once you're in, baby, things can get weird. It was nice, though, to have somebody else say, I got you. It wasn't me last minute frantically going on ASOS being like, does this look cheap? Me trying to order a million things online and frantically trying to figure it out. You know, that's why I wear a uniform on the road. Show Me Your Moo Moo has made me custom suits in every color. I like to razzle dazzle, but I also like to feel comfortable. I don't know how people pick out new outfits every weekend. Nothing fucking fits my wide back and my thick shoulders. So to have somebody, another woman who said, you know what? I'm going to pull these things. I know your sizes. I'm taking the workout. You just come in and we're going to make you feel fabulous. Sonia, if you're listening, I don't think you understand what a blessing you are in my life to be able to take on the challenge of somehow draping fabric over these mastodon shoulders. Thank you for doing that. Were the people partying behind y'all actors, the people who were hanging out for like on set while we were shooting for the pre-show were, yeah, they were, I don't know, maybe people staying at the hotel. I didn't really get to chit chat with any of the common folk, which is that's on me. That's on me that I didn't ask. What is your favorite look of all the glam you did this season? Ooh, my favorite look. I thought the look at the Emmys right out the gate, it was tight. It was fitted. That's the other thing Sonia told me. She goes, you know what? Don't talk badly about your body. Yes, your shoulders are offensively large, but the rest, you got a thin ankle, like lean into what's good. All of the looks were great. I will say, I'll tell you this right now. Waking up on Monday and having that Vanity Fair photo, even if two people wanted to take my photo and my tits are out and I'm in that silver dress, I said, I hope somebody from Universal sees this and they go, we should have picked up her show. I felt hot. I felt hottest in that dress. And it was very comfortable. I was able to eat at least 3 In-N-Out burgers. Who are we sleeping on? What celeb was surprisingly nicest, funniest, smartest, warmest? Who are we sleeping on? I don't think we're sleeping on anybody. I'll tell you this, though. I think I said this earlier. I loved Barbie. I wanted it to win everything. I think obviously the industry was sleeping on that. But I think there needs to be a little shakeup at the Oscars. There needs to be a comedy category. Because unless the movie is about something really fucking depressing, you can't win anything. You know what? I would say that comedians, we're out here really changing lives, bringing the gift of joy and laughter and giggles. I don't want to cry anymore. Now, would I be a phenomenal dramatic actress? Absolutely. You know, I would love to do the biopic of Anna Nicole Smith. You know, I'm probably not petite enough to play an early Joan Rivers, but that would be a dream role for me. I could do a movie about something sad in history. You know, what was sad? I probably can't play Cleopatra. What's a sad time? Betsy Ross. Let me play Betsy Ross. You know how hard it was to put the flag together? Very hard. I would love to play put me in a historic corset, a nice Victorian timepiece, and let me thrive. I'll do it. I will do the work. But I do think that it is time that comedies start really getting the shine that they deserve, period. Period. You know what? It's like when you go for that Creature Comfort movie. You know, you don't watch Schindler's List because it's sad. You know what? I watched Dumb and Dumber. They should have gotten some Oscars. Also, when Ryan Gosling got up and he was doing I'm Just Ken and he's laughing to himself, but he was like, he was so committed to the bit. I'm like, this is why people watch movies. It's camp. It's storytelling. But this is why we watch it, to be entertained. Not everything has to be so freaking sad. Who is really kind, though? Trying to think, who's really kind? I mean, I love all my comedy buddies. Shout out to Matt Rogers. So good to see Benito, Benny. Like, I kind of stick with my own clique. Oh, you know who's actually so lovely? Francesca, who is one of the Italian girls from White Lotus. She was lovely. And we did 2 kisses on the cheek and spoke in broken Italian. And that made my day. What did I do for skin prep? I got a facial from Is Clinical and I use their reparative moisture emulsion and it's changed my life. Not Oscars related, but would you go on the Traitors if asked? I absolutely would. I'm not a traitor, okay? I'm a BFF for life, but would I make great fucking television? You bet your ass I would. Let's see. A great question. What are my 3 favorite movies ever? Easy. Spice World. The hit movie from the Spice Girls. Clueless. And Dumb and Dumber. And I'll fight anybody in the streets about it. Should I say something like The Godfather? Maybe My Cousin Vinny. I do love My Cousin Vinny, but probably it's Spice World, Clueless, and Dumb and Dumber. And if you can't get on my level, tune out. Tune out, Tony. Did you meet Ryan Gosling? I did not. Because here's the other thing. When you go to the Vanity Fair party, you're allotted an arrival time. So everybody who just won an Oscar goes back to the hotel. They do a 30-minute quick change, and they go immediately to the party. I had a 10 p.m. arrival time, which means I was still in the mix, but definitely I think Ryan Gosling had gone home by that point. Don't worry. I waited. I left at 1:30. Okay, I was leaving with all the art directors and the people a little bit more behind the scenes, but I was in the mix, and don't you forget it. Did Jeff like your silver tassel dress? Because you looked incredible. Thank you. He did. I sent him a photo in it, and he said, sit on my face. So, hey, she still got it. You know, it's all about fashion and fun, but I'm giving y'all the real tea. The real tea of life is life's going to throw you curveballs. And here I was this entire year thinking I had figured it out. I was like, okay, we're going to wrap up the tour. We're going to do this. Award season will be over. And I know I'm going to be shooting a pilot in June, and that's going to be my summer, and then I'll go back on the road, da-da-da. And God said, no. I don't know. I didn't expect to get an invitation to the Vanity Fair party. I didn't expect things to turn out the way they did, but it all happened for a reason. And I'm a nice gal in this business. And could I be a cunt one day? Sure. I don't know when. Maybe when I star in the hit movie Betsy Ross. But I don't. I was actually in an improv comedy troupe called Betsy Ross. Thank you. I did the marketing and advertising and branding, obviously. But would I, you know, maybe I will become a giant, enormous bitch once I am nominated for an Oscar. But until then, you know, I'm a humble gal. Even if only three people want to take my photos, even if I have to yell at them, I'm Heather fucking McMahon. Just remember, no matter what you're going through, Satan will try and put you down, but just stay embarrassed for him. And remember, when God closes one door, he opens a window. You can either plummet to your death, or you can just feel the cool breeze on your face and know that maybe sometimes you just got to go back to the drawing board. So if that window is open, remember, shut it and get back to work. Wow. Look at how full circle that came around. Guys, remember, I'm going to be at Madison Square Garden March 27th with the Garden of Laughs. Get your tickets at, I think, Ticketmaster. That's also something exciting to look forward to. I get to perform with the big wigs. You know, I just think I have to remember, even if y'all see me, you think I'm crushing it. I still have my insecure moments too, but never forget. Remind them of your name and say, I got a seat at this table too. And hey, garçon, I'd like another In-N-Out burger. I love you. I mean it. I hope this was entertaining enough. I'm also kind of brain dead. I didn't even do any drugs with celebrities this weekend. But I'll tell you what, I've been talking, I've been wheeling and dealing. And we're going back to the drawing board. And that's a beautiful thing. Also, Los Angeles, I will be performing on May 5th, Sunday, May 5th at the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival. I've got my own show at the Mont Blanc Theater. It's a little bit of a mouthful, but get your tickets. I'm going to bring wigs. I'm going to bring friends. It's going to be a zany night of comedy. And again, I'll be in Sacramento and I'll be in Salt Lake City. Those are the last two shows on this tour right now. We're wrapping up the comeback tour. And then you'll be lucky to see me for a minute because I'm going to go shoot Dune 3. I'm doing Dune 3. I haven't seen part 2. I don't know if there's a third part after the second, but I'm telling you right now, you heard it here first. Put me in a worm costume. You know, drape me in some sort of, you know, cape. I can be a desert wizard or whatever. I'd like to be in Dune 3. Ask, believe, receive, and shut that window. Love you, mean it. Help, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I'll see you on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. Ciao, bella, arrivederci. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.